No problem. No, no problem.
No problem?
We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Eidus, Halacha Hei, Paragraph Ches. Rav Nosson Zal says, Uboi Inyan Rosh Hashanah. Now he's going to use the introduction that he gave us to clarify, to shed new light on the topic of Rosh Hashanah, the 10 days of Tshuva. V'zeh b'chinas Rosh Hashanah v'yom ha-kippurim Shehem aseres yemei tshuva Keneged b'chinas yud hanal Shenase al yedei shenichlal b'chinas keseder B'chinas shaloi keseder B'chinas keseder K'moy shekosuv shom ba'toyronal. Rav Nosson Zal says that the chapter in Likutei Moran that this halacha is based on, chapter 82 in Likutei Moran, exactly. There, Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this concept of Shaloi Keseder and Keseder, disorder and order. Hashem is the epitome of order, and anything less than Hashem is already in the category of Shaloi Keseder. We mentioned that this the world, compared to Hashem, is Shaloi Keseder. And the goal is that the Shaloi Keseder should plug into the Keseder. Everything should get plugged into Hashem so that it should become Keseder. And over there in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal ties it into the letter Yud. The letter Yud, when it's written the way it's spelled, Yud Vav Dalid, Yud we know in Kabbalistic writings, Yud represents Chochmah, Dalid represents Malchus, and the Vav is like a pipe. Vav is shaped like a pipe that feeds from Chochmah to Malchus, that connects them. Malchus is referred to as Shelo Keseder, Chochmah is referred to as Keseder, and we're trying to connect them so that the Malchus should become Keseder. This is what Rabbeinu Zal speaks about over there in Likutei Moran. Rav Nosson Zal is going to bring it down now into terms that we can relate to much more easily. Ki Barosh Hashanah Nivra Ha'olam. We know that the world was created on Rosh Hashanah. The world here refers to man, Adam Arishon. Man was created on Friday, the sixth day of creation, which is Rosh Hashanah. That's what we celebrate Rosh Hashanah as being the day during which Adam Arishon was created. It was also the day on which they sinned, on Friday, eating from the Eitz Hadas. V'chol ho'ilam nivro rak bishvil legalois malchusoi al yidei hodom. And the entire world, not just man, but the entire world was created to reveal and broadcast Hashem's kingdom, especially through man. Because man, again, has free choice to choose to accept Hashem's authority or not. And when a human being recognizes Hashem and accepts Hashem's authority, then they're crowning Hashem. That's giving Hashem kingdom. The Sforim many times quote the pasuk, Ein melech beloyam. You can't have a king without a people, without a nation, to accept his kingdom. So each and every single person is part of that am, part of that nation. The more people that accept Hashem's authority, the greater his kingdom, the more glorious his kingdom. So the main purpose of creation was to reveal the kingdom of Hashem through man. V'al kein, and therefore, kol ho'avoyde b'rosh Hashanah hu lichloil b'chinas shaloi keseder b'chinas keseder. And therefore, our whole focus on Rosh Hashanah is plugging the disorder into the order. The shaloi keseder, the shezeu b'chinas hamtokas hadinim. This is the concept of sweetening the decrees, removing any decrees, any judgment that Hashem has issued against the Jewish people, against the world, she'oiskim b'Rosh Hashanah, which we're involved on Rosh Hashanah in doing, shehu yoim hadin. Rosh Hashanah is called the day of judgment, when Hashem is going to be judging everybody, and we're trying to do whatever we can to sweeten that judgment, to lessen the harshness, the judgment. Ki kol hadinim heim b'chinas shaloi keseder. Because the whole concept of Hashem's judgment, punishment, pain, suffering, is all a concept of shaloi keseder, disorder. Shehu bechinas dinim, which is the concept of midas hadin. We mentioned before that when Hashem's name is in order, when it goes in the proper order, it represents kindness. An example of this that the Sforim give us, we know that Hashem's name, Yud, Ke, Vav, Ke, four letters like that, where two of them are the same, the He is repeated, you can form 12 different combinations. Yud, He, Vav, Ke, Yud, Vav, He, 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 Yud, Vav, He, 12, if you work it out, it's called factorial. Usually, if you had four different elements, if you had A, B, C, D, you could form 24 different combinations. But if one of the two is repeated, if it's A, B, B, C, you can only form 12 different combinations. So it's brought that these 12 combinations correspond to the 12 months of the year. And depending on whether the combination is in order or disorder, and to what degree the disorder, that determines how much kindness or how much judgment of Hashem is happening during that month. The first month of, we know that we look at the year two different ways. Sometimes we look at the year as starting from Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of a new year. And the Torah tells us that Nisan, the month of Nisan, is also the beginning of the 12 months. It's the first of the 12 months. The month of Nisan, it's brought that the conjugation of Hashem's name that applies to Nisan is when it's in perfect order. Yud, Hey, Vav, Hey, as is found in the Pasuk, Yismechu Hashamayim V'Sogel Ha'aretz. Let the heavens be happy and let the earth rejoice. The first letters of those four words are Yud, Hey, Vav, Hey, in order, which is why, because that combination corresponds to the month of Nisan, because that's why the month of Nisan is a very joyous month. We have the holiday of Pesach Nisan. That's the day that the Mishkan on Rosh Chodesh Nisan is when the Mishkan was inaugurated. The leaders of the 12 tribes brought their sacrifices during the beginning of that month. That's why during the whole month of Nisan, there is no Tachnun. We don't recite Anna during the whole month. It's a month of celebration. The month of the holiday of Pesach, before Pesach, after Pesach, leading up to Shavuos, it's all celebration. The other 11 months, each one of them is a different combination. For example, the month of Tammuz, which is when the spies left on their mission to go to Israel, and they went on a 40-day mission, and they failed big time. 10 out of 12 spoke negatively about Eretz Yisrael. They dissuaded the Jews from coming to Israel. And as a result, we have Tisha B'Av, we have all kinds of trouble. So the month of Tammuz, Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei, is in total disorder. The second half is before the first half. The Vav Hei is instead of the in front of the Yud Hei. And each one of the two pieces is reversed. It's Hey Vav, Hey Yud. Total disorder. That's the combination of Shem, which represents the most judgment, harshness, Midas Hadin. So Rav Nosson Zal is telling us here that Shaloikis Seder is a concept of Din, judgment, harshness. And these days, Rosh Hashanah through Yom Kippur, these 10 days of judgment, we're trying to do what we can to sweeten the judgment, to straighten out the disorder, to change it from disorder into order, to put ourselves, by getting ourselves in order. When we are complying with Hashem, when we're doing what Hashem wants, then we are kiseder. Anytime we go against Hashem in any way, that's the concept of shaloi kiseder. And that's why it brings judgment upon us. It brings chas v'shalom, suffering, punishment, whatever it is. When we do tshuva, we're restoring the order. We're going back to getting our lives back in order, being in compliance with Hashem. She'oiskim b'yoiser b'Rosh Hashanah, we're involved in this especially on Rosh Hashanah, shehu yoim hadin, which is a day of judgment. Ki kol hadinim heim b'chinas shaloi kaseder, shebchinas dinim. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to clarify it much more. Ki klal b'riyas ha'olam hu b'chinas shaloi kaseder, because the whole creation of the world represents disorder neged Hashem Yisbor, compared to Hashem himself. If we look at Hashem versus everything else, Hashem is the ultimate keseder, and everything else is a lower level. Everything else is in a state of disorder compared to Hashem. Bechinas, and that's why the Gemara tells us, Betishrei Nivra Ha'olam, that the world was created in the month of Tishrei, Tishrei hu bechinas tashrak, sheloi keseder. Tishrei is upside down. Tuf is the last letter of the Aleph Beis, and Shin is next to the last. We're going backwards. Tuf, Shin, Reish, and Yud is like Kuf. Yud is 10, Kuf is 100. It's the same, just an extra zero. So we see that the creation of the world, which is associated with the month of Tishrei, is backwards, upside down. Sheloi keseder. Ki bevadai gashmias ha'olam hu bechinas sheloi keseder neged chochmosa yisborach shu bechinas chochma koyachmo. Because the physical world, the materialistic world, compared to Hashem, or compared to Hashem's wisdom, which is what initiate, is a concept of disorder compared to the pure spirituality. Ki bevadai gashmias hu hahepech. Because materialism is the opposite of spirituality. Hashem is pure spiritual, pure spirituality. Dehainu bechinas sheloi keseder, it's a concept of disorder, neged bechinas ma, compared to ma, which we said is the name of Hashem, yud kei vav kei, when it's spelled with aleph, which is ma. Ach be'emes, so Rav Nosson says, so hold on a second, then why did we need the whole creation for? If you're telling me before creation there was Hashem and everything was in perfect order, and you're telling me that the creation itself is a display of disorder, maybe we would have been better off without it. Ach be'emes, but Rav Nosson Zal says the truth is, hein hein givuroisov v'noiroisov. This is actually what shows Hashem's true greatness and how awesome he is. Shebora yesh me'ayin hamuchlot. That Hashem was able to create yesh. Yesh means something physical, from ayin hamuchlot, from nothingness. Before the creation, there was nothing physical whatsoever. There was only spiritual, which has no physical, not tangible at all. And Hashem was able to create the physical world from total nothingness. Ayin hamuchlot, v'hakol b'shvil legalois malchusoi al yedei zedaika. And all of this was in order to reveal Hashem's kingdom. That's what it's really all about. That one of the attributes of Hashem is malchus, and malchus cannot be functional at all unless there's who to lead, unless there's who to accept that kingdom. Al yedei zedaika, al yedei, how? How does Hashem's kingdom come into being? Al yedei sheho'odom yamin boho emes, by human beings reaching a level where they believe in the truth, they believe that Hashem created the world, and Hashem created it from total nothing. V'yivatel atzmoi, im kol ha'olam atoliboy, and for the human being to nullify himself, to negate himself and the whole world that's attached to him, to Hashem. Bibechinas ma, for the person to become like nothing. I'm nothing. Meaning, most people say, you ask a person, what do you want? Well, I want this, I don't want that, I like this, I don't like that. To a Jew who really believes in Hashem, if you ask him, what do you want? The answer is, I don't. I don't want. What do you like? What I don't. Whatever Hashem wants, that's what I want. If Hashem wants me to get on a plane, I want to get on a plane. If Hashem doesn't want me to get on, I don't want to get on a plane. If Hashem wants me to learn Torah today, I want to study Torah today. If Hashem wants me to go to work today, I want to go to work. I want what Hashem wants. That's how we're really establishing Hashem's authority and kingdom. Hashem created a whole world, which is already a major deviation from Hashem. It's a major move. Before the world was created, there was only wall-to-wall Hashem, only spirituality. Now Hashem created this physical, materialistic world with plants and trees and water and rocks and countries and river, all of this, and people and animals and angels and people. And out of everything in creation, the only ones whom he gave free choice to are us, human beings. Angels have no choice. Rocks have no choice. Rivers have no... Can a river overflow? But no way. A river doesn't make a move unless Hashem says, go, stop, move, don't move. Whereas human beings, Hashem has made us different from everything else. He's given us Bechira, where we can do whatever we want to a degree. Hashem lets the leash out way, way out. Now, if the human being who has all of these liberties, I have the liberty to eat whatever I want, to talk to whoever I want, to insult anybody, to do whatever I want, and I choose to forego all of those liberties. I choose, instead of doing whatever I want, to say, I'm going to take the I out of the picture completely. I'm going to put the I in the cloud. I'm going to bury the I. There is no I. I'm going to go back to who the one who originated. I'm going to find out what Hashem wants, and that's what I'm going to focus on. Only negating myself, my desires, everything, to what Hashem wants. That's being mamlek. That's really revealing Hashem's kingdom. When the Jews do that, when the Jews get to that, when the Jewish nation gets to that level, Hashem calls us Va'atem Tihiyuli Mamleches Koyanim V'Goy Kodosh. You will be unto me a kingdom of priests, a holy nation, where everyone is on the same page. Everyone has one goal. It's not there's us and them, there's Sfardim and Ashkenazim and religious and not religious. All below, we put everything aside. There's Hashem, period. That's what it's all about. And it's all of us trying to do what Hashem wants. And again, it's not what Hashem wants me to do doesn't necessarily have to be the same thing as he wants you to do. There's a Navy, there's an Air Force, there's infantry, there's all kinds of different groups. These guys need diving equipment for what they need to do. These guys got to go underwater. They need the scuba stuff and the tank. And the guy who's going to fly the plane, he can't wear an extra sweater. He can't put on one stitch of clothing more because he's got to fit into this tiny cockpit and there's only room for exactly what's in it. But all are on the same page, all serving the same commander. The commander is Hashem. Whatever Hashem wants me to go underwater, I go underwater. He wants me to fly off, whatever he wants. That's really crowning Hashem. That's Malchus of Hashem. By a person nullifying himself and the whole world that's connected to him. Himself means me, my car, my house, everything that's plugged into me. You ask me, can you use my car? The answer is, if it's for what Hashem wants, of course. If it's to do a sin, no. That's what's going to define every move that I make and everything associated with me. You ask me, can you use my pen on Shabbos to write? Of course not. Definitely not. You want to use it on Sunday? It's my pleasure. It's a mitzvah to lend somebody, you know, to help another person. V'yevatel atzmoi im kol ho'ilam atolui boy, to negate himself and the whole world that's plugged into him, everything that's plugged into him. Bebechinas ma, that all, nothing, all negated Hashem. V'yekasher tomid elokusei b'machshavtoi, and to bind Hashem to my mind, that I'm always thinking about Hashem. Bebechinas, as Rabbein Zal writes over there, that the word machshava is the letters chashoiv ma. Think about Hashem. One of Hashem's name is ma. As Rabbein Zal writes over there at the end of that chapter in Likut Imran. When a person is on that level, he's taking the shaloika seder, Shehu b'chinas klal ho'ilam, which is the whole physical world, the materialistic world, sheyia nichlal b'chinas keseder, and he's plugging it into keseder order. He's plugging it into Hashem. He's taking the whole physical world, which could be on its own trip. His car could be doing all kinds of, could be used to commit all kinds of sins. And he's taking every part, everything that's plugged into him, and connecting it to Hashem. Because that's what it was created for. The whole purpose of creation was to serve Hashem, to recognize Hashem, to crown Hashem. Shezeh ikar hashlemus v'hamilui v'kiyum ha'olam. This is true perfection, and this is fulfilling the purpose of creation, and this is really establishing the world. B'bechinas, as the pasuk says, Lashem ha'oretz umaloya. That when the world, ha'oretz, is plugged into Lahashem, when the world is totally plugged into Hashem, then it's maloya, then it's full, it's on full. The tank is full, it's complete, it's whole, it's fulfilling its true purpose. K'may shekosu sham, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in chapter 82 in Likutei Moran. V'zeh kol avoydasenu b'Rosh Hashanah. And this is actually our whole focus on the holiday of Rosh Hashanah, She'oz Nivro Ha'olam, because again, that's the day when the world was created, when man was created. Shehu Bechina Shaloi Kaseder, which is this disorder. Man has the ability to go against Hashem in every different possible way. Shehu Bechinas Dinim, and when a person's in a state of disorder, he's got Midas Sadin, then the Yud Kei Vav Kei is out of order. She'oz oiskim lefarsei malchusai. If you look at the prayers on Rosh Hashanah, it's all about publicizing Hashem's kingdom. Asher bakoil mashallah, that Hashem rules over everything and everyone. Dehainu shekol ha'olam shubchina shaloi kaseder, that the entire world, which we said is a display of disorder, Hakoil Nichlal Boyis Boroshubin's Kaseder, is all being plugged in and connected to Hashem, who is perfect order. Ki ein onu chilkim chas v'shon b'chinas malchus latzmeinu chalila. Because on Rosh Hashanah, we're showing that we are not taking any of the authority for ourselves. How do we show it? Again, person gets up in the morning, I'll have this for breakfast, and I'll have that, and I'll... Person gets up on Rosh Hashanah, I'm running to shul. I'm on my way to shul. And what am I? And I'm going to be spending extra hours in shul. What are you doing, shul? I'm going to see my friend? No, I'm going to see Hashem. I'm going to be part of the group that instead of 300 people in shul, there's going to be 301. I'm going to make sure I'm there also to crown Hashem, to accept Hashem's authority. Rak onu moidin umoidin. But rather we acknowledge and we broadcast this message, ki malchusoi bakoil mashallah, that Hashem rules over everything, shehu yisporach moishel umoilech hakoil meirum kol dargin atsoif kol dargin, that Hashem is in charge of everything from top to bottom, from me to the apple, to this little apple. I'm going to eat an apple. I'm going to make sure to make a bracha on it. Baruch atu Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. I'm acknowledging that Hashem is king over this apple. He's not just king over me. He's king over me, my car, my apple, everything. Atachlis Diyut HaTaktoinu, reaching all the way to the tiniest thing. Ki afilu be'eser kisrin demisavusa. Because even in the 10 levels of tumah, of impurity, of sin, Moisheles Malchusa Yisborach. Hashem is in charge over there also. He's king over there, whether they realize it or not, whether they know it or not. V'alkein, oimrim b'chol habrachos b'Rosh Hashanah, and this is why all the brachas of Shmon Esrei that we see on Rosh Hashanah, we include the words melech al kol ha'aretz. Hashem is king over the entire world. And v'chein, we also say, meloich al kol ha'olam kuloi. Hashem, please, we want you to rule over the entire world. V'chulu, etc. Ki zeh ikar avoidas Rosh Hashanah, because this is the main focus on Rosh Hashanah, legalois malchusoi, to reveal the kingdom of Hashem, asher moishelas bakoil, which rules of everything. B'chinas, lahashem ho'oretz umaloya. She'oimrim b'knisas Rosh Hashanah. And that's why we know one of the highlights of Rosh Hashanah, on the night of Rosh Hashanah, after Maariv, we have what's called the P'tichat HaParnasah. By the Sfardim, that's considered one of the most important parts of Rosh Hashanah. They pay $50,000 to have the privilege of opening the Aron Kodesh when they say Lashem Haoretz Umloyo Tevel V'Yoshvevo, that special chapter of Tehillim, which begins with the words, "The world belongs to Hashem in its fullness, every part of it, every detail." That's the opening statement there, Lashem Haoretz Umloyo, which we recite on the beginning of Rosh Hashanah. That's one of the highlights of that first night of Rosh Hashanah. Because by doing that, by realizing that and announcing it, we are taking the entire world, which is Shaloika Seder, and plugging it in completely to Hashem, who is Keseder. Shaideze Iker Hamtokas Hadinim. And this is actually how we remove all decrees, any punishments, any suffering. We said punishment, suffering, all comes from Shaloika Seder, all comes from disorder, going against Hashem. By declaring that we are totally with Hashem, we eliminate, we zap all the decrees, all the we show that there is no Shaloika. Forget this, we forgot completely about sin, about going against Hashem. We are totally 100% with Hashem. This is one of the ways that we eliminate all decrees, all judgment from ourselves and from all of Klal Yisrael. That's Rosh Hashanah. Now Rav Nosson Zal moves on to another topic. Paragraph Tes. V'zeh b'chinas. And this is why we find that in the Torah portion that we read around Rosh Hashanah, on Shabbos, close to Rosh Hashanah, it's Parshas Vayelech, I think, Hazinu or Vayelech, it has in there these words. Moshe Rabbeinu says to the Jewish people, Ha'edoisi bochem hayoim es hashamayim lesoretz. I take as my witnesses today, two witnesses, heaven and earth, let them be my witnesses. Shekoirin Parsha Zois Tomid Somuch LeRosh Hashanah. We read that Torah portion every year right around Rosh Hashanah. Kitzrichim Shnei Edim Daiko Legaloi Soemes Mitoich HaSheker. Because as we discussed earlier, you must have two witnesses to be able to reveal the truth from the falsehood. Shehem Bechina Shamayim Voretz. The two witnesses are heaven and earth. Shehu bechinas mala umato, which represent upper and lower. Nekuda tachtoina unekuda elyoina, the lower level and the higher level. Bechinas im esak shamayim shamato, vatsia shoil hineko. Like it says in Tehillim, if I reach up to the heavens, no matter how high I go, no matter how successful I am, I don't forget Hashem. I don't lose Hashem on the way. You're right there with me, Hashem. No matter how high I go, no matter how rich I become, no matter how famous I become, no matter how religious or learned I become, I never forget that Hashem is with me. Hashem is above me. And Vatzi Ashol, no matter how far down I go, no matter how poor I am, if I lose if I have nothing, also Hineko, I know Hashem is right there with me. Kiklal HaToyro Hu emuna, because the summary of the entire Judaism, the whole Judaism, can be summed up in one word: emuna, faith. Kamei shekosuv, as it says in Tehillim, kol mitzvoisecho emuna. All of the commandments of Hashem are faith. It's all about showing that you believe in Hashem. Ukamei sham rabbi seinozal, and as the Gemara says at the end of Makkos, bo chavakuk vehemidon alachas. That there were different rabbis that tried to shrink the Torah to its lowest components. One rabbi got it down to 11, one rabbi got it down to 6. The Gemara says, Chavakuk Anavi said, I'll get it down to one item, which is emuna. V'tzadik be'emunasa, he quoted a pasuk, V'tzadik be'emunasa yichya. A tzadik lives with faith. V'ikar hu emuna shetluya be'emes, And real faith is dependent on truth. Person says, I believe that it's going to snow today. He's standing in the desert, it's 100 degrees. I believe that it's snowing right now. Answer is, you belong in a mental hospital. You can believe, faith has something that has to come in front of it called truth. If what you believe in is not true, then it's not faith. It's nonsense. It's baloney. Person says, I believe in the Holy Ghost and the all kinds of gas. That's not real emuna. The part we say every day, emes ve'emuna choik v'lo yavur. Truth and faith are inseparable. If it's not true, I believe that this company, this investment is going to bring thousands of dollars. And then the thing closes down later in the day. So your belief was baloney. Emuna is dependent on emes. Kama shikosu b'makam achar, as Rabbein Azal writes, and hu b'shtei b'chinoi sanal. So true faith is dependent on two things. There's two parts to it, which Rav Nosson Zal defines now. He's going to give us in two, three lines what the definition of faith in Hashem is. Number one, Dehainu shetzrichen lahamin b'Hashem yisborach, shehu yochid kadmoin hoyo hoy ve'viyeh. We have to believe that there is a Hashem, and He is the one and only, Yachid, number one. There are no two. Kadmoin, He is the first. There is nothing whatsoever that came before Hashem. Nothing at all. And also He is Hoya, Hoyve, Ve'yir. He was, He is, and will be. That's the definition of Hashem, that He's Yachid. He's one, there are no two like He has no partners, and there's nothing else in existence like Him. He is Kadmoin, He comes before everything. There was nothing, there was never anything in existence before Hashem. And also He is Hoya Hoy Vavia, He was, is, and will be. That Hashem is omnipresent, omni-existence. That's step one, that's part one of faith. And just like a person needs to believe in the existence of Hashem, that's not enough. Because you got a lot of people out there that would accept that first line. But now listen to the second line. We have to also believe Shehu HaBoire, Hu HaYotzer, Hu HaManhig, Melech Shalit Umoshel Umashkiach Al Kol Dovor Meirosh Vatsoif. That He is also the creator. He is the leader. He manages. He's the manager. He's managing every king, ruler, and his Mashkiach. And He personally supervises every single thing that goes on in this world from top to bottom, from beginning to end. So those people who say, you're going to tell me if I shake this lulav, it makes a difference. That's absurd. I mean, of course I believe in God. Of course I believe that there's a creator. Of course I don't think that two monkeys banged their heads together and that resulted in an amoeba and a protozoa. Of course I don't believe in that. Of course I believe there's a creator. But you're going to tell me it makes a difference to creator if I wear tzitzis with 8 strings or 6 strings, or if it's white or pink or... That's absurd. That's ridiculous. Because their perception of Hashem is, they want to say, there is a creator. He's up there, trillions of miles away. And as long as He stays out of my life, and I stay, we're cool. We're okay. We get along perfectly well. As long as He does His thing up there, and I'm doing my thing down here, and He don't tell me what to do, and everything is great. But that's ignoring this second piece of faith. The second piece of faith is recognizing that He's king and He's in charge of this place too, this earth. Down here He's also king. And He does supervise every single detail of what's going on. And He does have a program. He has defined exactly what can and can't be done, what should and shouldn't be done. Ki kishe'eino imam in chas v'shalom. Because when a person does not believe Shehu Yisborach Moishel Bakoil Tomid, that Hashem is ruling over and supervising everything all the time, Umalchusoi Bakoil Mosholah, and Hashem's kingdom rules over everything, every plant, every bird, everything, Hu Koifer, that person is an atheist. He's a non-believer. Umekatzeitz Benetiyos, he's showing the opposite of faith in Hashem. And therefore, Iker Hu Emunahu, real faith is, as it says in the Pasuk, Bebechinas, Viodato Hayoim, you will know today, V'hashevoiso elevavecha, and you will communicate it to your heart. Ki Hashem hu hu elokim, that Hashem is king, b'shamayim imal, up in heaven, v'al ho'oretz mitochas, and down here on earth, ein oid, and there's nobody else. There's nobody else, nothing else. He is in charge totally. Kitzrichim lahamlichoi lamala ulamato. Because we have to crown Hashem above and below. This is why the Shulchan Aruch says that when you recite the Shema, when you say the word Echad, when a person says the Aleph of Echad, there are some people that lift their head up and down to show that I'm acknowledging Hashem is one above and below. That he's not just up there out of my life and out of, he's up there and he's down here, right here with me. So every thought that I think and every word that comes out of my mouth and every move I make, I'm conscious of the fact that Hashem is right in my face. And therefore, there's no way in the world I'm going to go against him consciously or knowingly. Lahamin to believe, Shemalchusoi bakoil mashallah, that Hashem's kingdom rules over everything, everywhere. V'zeh bi'atzmoi Hashem hu hu elokim. And this is actually what's meant when we recite these words. We say it at the end of Yom Kippur. We say this all kinds of important times. These words, Hashem hu hu elokim. What does that mean? Ki Hashem zebechin asmo. Yud ke vav ke is Hashem's name mo, which means nothingness, total spirituality. Ki havaya b'miluy alfin b'gematria mo kanal. Because as we learned earlier, Hashem's name Yud Ke Vav Ke, when you spell it with aleph, Yud Vav Dalet, Hey Aleph, Vav Aleph Vav, Hey Aleph, equals 45, which is mo. Velokim, whereas Hashem's name Elokim, b'chinas malchus, that's something else, that represents kingdom. K'moshikosva, as the Pasuk says, Velokim Malki Mikedem. Hashem is my king from way back. So the name Elokim represents kingdom. That's down here. Yud Ke Vav Ke represents Ma. That's up there. That's the spirituality. Hainu Leyached Bechinas Malchus Bechinas Shaloike Seder Bechinas Ma. It's all about connecting these two. Attaching the Malchus, which is down here, which is on earth, which is in a state of disorder, connecting it to Hashem above, to the Bechina of Mo. How? Al yedei sheyoidin umaminim shemalchusei bakol mashallah. By us realizing and believing that Hashem is everywhere, on top and on bottom. V'yalkein, and for this reason, kol hatoira nikreis edus. This is why you find in many places that the Torah is called testimony. Another word for Torah is testimony. K'mashikosav, as the Pasuk says, Vayokem Eidus B'Yaakov. Hashem established testimony among the Jewish people. B'china Shnei Luchois Ho'Eidus. And also the two tablets are called the two tablets of testimony. That's what it's called in the Chumash. Shnei Daiko. Note that there's two. Kitzrichin Shnei Edim Daiko. Because again, faith has two parts. There's two components. We need both witnesses. We need to know that he's up there and he's totally spiritual and he's before everything. But at the same time, we need to know that he's down here also. And he's in every leaf. He's in every plant. He's in every apple. He's in my net. In every single detail of creation, Hashem is found. V'yalkein. Shnei luchoi soedus nitnu b'yoyim hakipurim. And this will also explain why the final tablets, the first tablets, were given on Shavuos. But those were broken, and then Moshe Rabbeinu went up to heaven a few, and he came down finally on Yom Kippur, and that's when he brought the new set of luchois, the two new tablets. Shehem gemar ho arboim yoyim hanal, which are at the end of the 40 days that we're talking about here, the 40 days of tshuva from Rosh Chodesh Elul to Yom Kippur. Shebohem ola Moshe, those are the days during which Moshe Rabbeinu went up, v'oso derech kvusho la tshuva, and he carved out a clear path of tshuva, shehu b'shnei b'chinois, which is two-directional, as we learned before. Bechinas im esak shamayim shamata, Moshe Rabbeinu showed us that no matter how high a person goes, no matter how rich he is, no matter how famous and important he is, he never forgets Hashem. He always has Hashem above him. He has the yarmulke on top of his head to remind him that I'm not the top. There's something over me. There's an authority over me called Hashem. And in addition, va'atzia sho'el. And no matter how far down a person goes, if a person worships idols, if a person makes Hashem so angry that Hashem says, let me at him, I want to kill him, I'll destroy him, hineka, Hashem is right there. And Hashem can, even from the lowest place, a person can come back. Shehim b'china shnei edim. These are the two witnesses. Shamayim b'china shamayim and eretz. Heaven and earth. Malo mata, above and below. Shemegalin ho'emes, which show the real truth. Shehu b'chinas roish toich soif. Remember we said that the word emes, the aleph is the beginning. The aleph is the top. Tuf is the end, the bottom, the last letter of Yalvis. In the middle, you have that mem, those 40 days. Those 40 days which show that from top to bottom, we're plugged into Hashem. Kize ikar hatshuva, because it's only this that's called real tshuva. Kisheyoidin umaminim shashem isporach nimtzoim oitomid b'chol eis b'chol mekoymos. When a person gets to a level that they know that Hashem is with them always, everywhere, as the pasuk says, "Bechol mekoymois memshaltoi." In all places, Hashem rules. Hashem's king. And when a person is holding by that, then he can follow the path of tshuva that Moshe Rabbeinu defined for us. Ki ikar hayetzahara v'asitrachra. Because the Yetzirah, the evil inclination, and Tum, all of those things, their whole power is based on lies, falsehood. As Rabbeinu Zal expounds on this in chapter 51 in Likutei Moran. Ki batchila, and Rabbi Nosson Zal explains, let me show you how it works. Ki batchila machti esodam al yidei shikroi. How does the Yetzirah get a person to commit a sin? Through lies. Shemata oisoi bekama mine hatois. He fools the person, he tricks the person with all kinds of tricks. He tells him this is delicious, this is the greatest, it's fabulous, it's wonderful. And the person tries it, and true, for a couple of minutes it's wonderful, and then the person feels sick. Why did I do? What did I need this for? Whatever, when it comes to all different kinds of sins, the Satan he's all about marketing. He's all about making, dressing things up, make bad look good and making good look bad. Person's in the morning, he's tired, he feels he can't get, the Yetzirah says, what are you getting out of bed for? Are you nuts? You're like, just lay here, relax, take it easy, the world won't come to an end. Person stays in bed till 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, and then he gets him and says, what did I do? I just killed a quarter of the day. You know what I could have done with these two, three hours? You know what I meant? You know, all that. It's all about being lying to the person, deceiving him, using all kinds of deceptive means to get the person to do the wrong thing and not to do the right thing. V'achar kach, and then afterwards, kishebo al daito eloshev, when the person realizes that they made a mistake and they want to fix it, they want to correct it, machlish daito. Then the Yetzirah switches lanes, switches gears. Then he tries to convince the person, you can't fix, it's spilled milk, you can't cry over spilled milk, it's finished, it's gone, you lost it, those hours are dead, it's killed, there's nothing you can do now. So maybe just hang out and you'll start tomorrow. Today is pretty much over, today is a dead day. You'll start tomorrow or next week, what's the big deal? The Yetzirah convinces the person that Hashem has left you. You know, you're disconnected. Forget it. And you are so far away from Hashem to the point of no return. You forget it. You could never make it in religion, or you could never make it as a religious person. So forget it. Ubemes, whereas the truth is, Bemes Hulahefech, the truth is just the opposite. Ki be'emes malchusoi bakol mashola. Because the truth is that Hashem's kingdom is everywhere. Afilu be'ese kisrin demisavus. So he said, even in the 10 levels of Tumah, no matter how far down Hashem goes, he is never disconnected from Hashem. He is never far away from Hashem. Hashem is everywhere. Everywhere means he's right there in the foxhole with me. Wherever I am, in the garbage, Hashem is in the garbage with me. Ukamashakosov, as it says clearly in the Torah, Hashoichein itam besoich tumoisam. Hashem who stays with the Jewish people in their impurity. In their impurity, Hashem is with us. We're in Golis, we were in Egypt. Where was Hashem? In Egypt, right there. It's brought, the Arizal says, the first pasuk in Parashat Shmos, Ve'ele Shmos, Bnei Yisrael, Haboy Mitzrayim. These are the names of the Jewish people who went down to Egypt. Yaakov Uvanov, Ishu Be'esabo, Yaakov and his sons. So the Arizal says the word Mitzrayim, Egypt, is Bigimatria Shechina. The word Mitzrayim with the hay is used over there to show that where was the Jews are going down to Egypt? Hashem says, me too. We're in this together. We're in the same boat. You go down, I'm down there with you. Ukama Shapirush Rashi, as Rashi explains on this pasuk, Afilu Keshehem Tmeim, even when the Jews are impure, Shechina Imohem, the Shechina is with them. And therefore we have to know that this is the path of tshuva that Moshe Rabbeinu defined for the Jewish people during that month of Elul when he was up in heaven. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. V'hatzadikim amitim, and all the true tzadikim, v'hakruchim achreim, and their followers, those who are really attached to them, Mamshichim ze haderech bechol shana v'shana. They continue this path of Moshe Rabbeinu each and every single year. Sheho Iker, where what it's really all about is b'meshe yoidim u'moidim bekamo l'shoinois v'asores akruzim harbe b'li mispor. That they know and they teach the Jewish people in every language, in every way you can possibly say it, Shashem Yisborach Adayin Imonu Im Kol Echod Vechod, that Hashem is still with us, with each and every single one of us, Afilu Im Hachoite Hagorua Shebechol Olam Kuloi, even with the worst sinner of the entire world, Hashem is with him. Ki Malchusoi Bakoil Mashola, because Hashem's kingdom goes everywhere. Bechinas Vatzia Shoel Hineka, even if I go down to Shoel, Shoel is the seventh level of Gehenna, the lowest place. Hineka, you're right there with me, Hashem. V'kolzman Shodom Choyzer Zois Bedaitoi V'liboi. And as long as a person reviews this in his head, in his brain, and in his heart, he doesn't forget this. Umachnesois Beliboi Be'emes. And he engraves this deep into his heart, so he should never forget it. Bebechinas viodato hayoim vahashevois levavecho, ki Hashem elokim hashemayim v'aretz, that I know up here in my brain and I communicate it to my heart. The heart is the place of the emotions, that Hashem is king in heaven and down below everywhere. Azai bevadai yeshloi tikva gedoilo kol yemei chayov liskois laderach hatshuvemes. Then that person has hope throughout his entire life to be zoche to true tshuva. It's never too late for that person. That person will always be able to come back. Because this is the real path of tshuva which Moshe Rabbeinu and all the tzaddikim that followed him have defined. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, Hanoisein bayam derech uvemayim azim nesiva. He carves out a path in the ocean and in turbulent waters, in tumultuous waters, a nativ, a path. A person would say, how do you make a path in the ocean? Shezeh ha-posuk husoid kavonasel kamuva. The Arizal bases all of his deep explanations about the month of Elul on this pasuk. As Rabbeinu Zal talks about this in chapter 6 in Likutei Moharan and other places, And now Rav Nosson says, Shahakavona hapashtiyas, shiyotzi misayel l'chol b'nei adam hapshutim hu, the simplest explanation of that pasuk, which applies to every Jew, even the simplest Jew is, Shashem yisborach berachmo of hoidiyah lanu al yidei tzadikov ha'amitim, that Hashem with his great kindness has informed us through his true tzadikim, Shehu noisein bayam derech, that Hashem has the ability to carve out a path even in the ocean, meaning dehainu shafilu betoich metzulois yom horabim ma'oid ma'oid hashoitvim ala odom kahamoin gale yom mamish. Even when a person feels like he's drowning, he's in this world and he's surrounded, he's flooded with problems, financial, emotional, family, he's got, mamish, he feels like he's 30 feet underwater and there's no, he can't catch his breath, like a person who's drowning. He's deep waters, and he feels like he's no other way other than to die, period. And yet Hashem has the ability to carve a path in that situation for the person to get out of it. Bibchinas, as Dovid HaMelech says in Tehillim, Kol mishborecho vegalecho olai avaru. Hashem, all of your waves and all every type of suffering has passed over me. I've been through it all. Bibchinas, as another pasuk says, Vatashlicheni metzulo belevav yamim. Hashem, you've thrown me into the deep, into the heart of the ocean. Bechinas, another pasuk, Shatani beboyer tachtias. Hashem, you've placed me into the deepest ditch. Bemachshakim, in the darkness. Bemetzulois, in deep waters. Vechein bepsukim harbe. And there are many psukim like this throughout the Torah, defining what a person goes through in life, what a person goes through in this world. Mikol shkein, how much more so? How each and every single one of us knows very well what we've been through in life, all the different dark places that we've been to, all the mistakes that we made, different things we did, and how far down I went, and was thrown through my own actions. Despite that, Gam shom yesh derech unesiv tomid loshuv elav yisporah. Even down there, there's a path. There's a path that Hashem can carve out to lead the person out of all of that stuff and to lead him into the light. Ve'ikra derech nasei debchines hanal. And what it's really all about is, based on what we explained earlier, al yidei shoyodeya umamin ki malchusoi bakoel mashallah, by a person knowing and realizing that Hashem is everywhere from top to bottom. Bechinas im esak shamayim shamato vatzir sholineko. Shezehu soid kavon asel. That's what the Arizal bases all of his Kabbalistic teachings about El, is all based on this pasuk about Hashem carving out a path in the ocean. Bechinas haderech hanal, this is this derech, shekol odom yochoy liskoy selov, where every single person, no exceptions, every Jew has the ability to get out of whatever mess they're in, whatever mess they themselves made for themselves. Bechol mokim shehu, befrat be'elol, especially during the month of Elul, im yamin bechol zeh be'emes u'bepshitas. If the person will really believe what we're saying here, simple as it's being presented. If the person has that kind of faith. I just want to mention two very important things related to this, two examples. One example we've given many times, but it belongs here also. The three worst sins in Judaism are murder, adultery, and idol worship. Avodah Zarah, three things in the Torah which Hashem says, somebody gives you a choice, I'm going to kill you or worship this idol. I'm going to kill you, or a person's supposed to allow himself to be killed rather than to violate these three things. We have examples in the Torah of the person who went the furthest just about that you can go in all three of these. Avodah Zarah, idol worship, Yisro. Yisro said, I acknowledge that Hashem is greater than all the other idols. The Gemara says, because he had worshipped all of them. He knew all of them. He was connected to all of them, so he was an authority. He could say it. And despite that, he became the father-in-law of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Hashem gave the Torah in Parshas Yisro and gave it in his zechus. When he came around, when he did tshuva, it's in his zechus that Hashem said, now we're going down to the world to give the Torah. That's idol worship. Murder, the Gemara says in Gittin, that there was a murderer, a savage, a Roman who was so evil, he saw the blood of Zechariah Navi bubbling, and he asked the Kohanim, what is that? They said, so they didn't want to admit the truth. They didn't want to admit that they had killed one of the great tzaddikim. They killed the prophet Zechariah Navi. So they said, it's sacrifices. And he looked at them, and he said, you're lying. Show me. Let's see you bring some. So I want to see the blood bubble like that. So they were forced to admit, no, this was a prophet who told us that if we don't repent, there's going to be all kinds of havoc and everything. And at one point, we got rid of him. We killed him. He said, really? So I guess the blood is bubbling because it wants revenge. I'm just the guy for the job. I'm the butcher. He took a sword and he started stabbing and killing hundreds of Jews. And looking at the blood to see if it's going to stop bubbling. Didn't. Kept bubbling. He said, oh, not enough? Bring me women. Let's kill some women. Started killing hundreds, thousands of women, and looking at the blood, still not stopping. He said, now let's take kids, children, and kept doing it, cutting, murdering, slashing to bits, smithereens. The blood didn't stop, still bubbling. So the Gemara says, at this point, like he started screaming. He said, I've killed the best of them. If you want me to wipe everyone out? And the Gemara says, at that point, the blood stopped. It seeped into the ground, and that was the end. So the Gemara says he scratched his head and he said, wow, if that's what had to happen because they killed one guy, because they killed one Jew, imagine what's going to happen to me. I just killed thousands. So what did he do? The Gemara says he did tshuva. He decided, he took off his Roman clothes and everything. He ran away. This general of the Lord ran away. He converted. And from him came rabbis who taught Torah to the Jews in Bnei Brak. This is what the Gemara says in Gittin. So talk about murder. Talk about a murderer. That's the second example. The third example, adultery. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah that there was a Jew by the name of Elazar ben Dordaya who specialized in adultery, in pigama bris. Every kind, any illicit woman, he would travel the world to find another woman. So the Gemara says, one time he heard about a woman whose price was in the sky, and he had to cross 7 bodies of water to get to her. No problem. He did it. He went all the way, traveled and everything, and he comes there and he pays her, and he's ready. And the Gemara says he's about to commit this sin with her, and she looks at him, and she realizes he's a Jew, and she says to him, you're just like the breath that leaves my mouth. Just like the breath that leaves my mouth. Once it leaves, it doesn't come back. You have left your people in such a way that you could never go back. And hearing these words from her, the Gemara says he got dressed and he left. He walked out. And he went into a forest and he started looking for help. So he cried out to the trees, trees, pray for. He figured, I can't pray for myself because I'm the worst of the worst. So he cried out to the trees, pray for me. Hashem made a miracle that a voice came from heaven and said, pray for you? Nothing. Pray for ourselves. We have nothing to do with you. He called out to the mountains. The Gemara says he did this 4 or 5 times, asking all different parts of creation to pray for him. Each time a voice from heaven came and said, for you? Nothing. So the Gemara says, he said, I guess it's up to me. I guess nobody can do this for me. It's only up to me. The Gemara says he put his head between his legs and he started crying until his soul left him. You know, he felt such regret, till his soul left him. And the Gemara says, at that point, an announcement came from heaven, Ashrecha Rebbe Elazar ben Dordaya, that your soul is entering into Gan Eden right now. Fortunate are you, Rabbi Elazar ben Dordaya, that your soul is going into Gan Eden. The Gemara says that the chief rabbi of the Jews, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, was giving a shir at that time. He started crying because he heard this announcement and he knew what this was about. He knew that this was a Jew who had gone so far away. And look, because he did a sincere tshuva, he said, look at this, not only is he going to Gan Eden, but they called him rabbi. They announced, they said, Rebbe Elazar ben Dordaya. And he closed the book and he said, I have one thing to say. Yesh koina oilomoi b'shoachas. I see that a Jew has the ability in this world in 1 hour to acquire Olam Haba. That if a person does the right thing and they really, with real sincerity, in 1 hour they can change everything. They can erase the whole past, everything completely. Now again, this isn't that we don't tell a person to do this. Go ahead and do a million sins because the Gemara says a person who says he's going to do that, Chas Shom, sometimes he can die before he has a chance to fix it. But if a person's holding by a place that they feel that they've done a lot of things wrong and they can't come back, here we see examples by the three worst sins that a person can. Now, this is thousands of years ago. In the newspapers, a few weeks ago, there was an article about one of the second person in command of one of the biggest political parties in Hungary, which was like a neo-Nazi party. That these guys, their thing was they're against the Jews and against all minorities. Kill all of them and everything. Long live Hungary, you know. This guy was the second party. He was the founder, one of the founders of this political party, and he was number two in the party. And he had television shows. He was broadcasting, spouting this stuff. And they had 14 seats in the Hungarian parliament and so many seats, 7 seats in the European parliament. This guy was climbing. And then at one point, one of his political enemies said to him, "Hey, Jew boy," they called him a Jew, which was like saying, hey, you know, some kind of a curse. They're using it as a curse word. And he heard it, and first he thought it's just a way, it's a way of insulting. Instead of saying, hey, pig, he's saying, hey, Jew boy, you know, it's the same thing. But somehow, the way the guy said it, and the guy said, I know that you're a Jew, and I'm gonna prove it. So the first time he heard it, you know, it's just a ridiculous, absurd thing. This thing followed him, and the guy followed him. P.S., he started researching his background. He found a grandmother, his grandmother, who was alive during World War II. P.S., the whole story was written up. He found out that he's Jewish. And he went ahead and left the party. So now the question is, he did a whole soul-searching thing. And now the question is, how in the world are the Jews going to accept him? Now are they going to let him in? He went to a Chabad rabbi in Hungary. He called him up. And he said, this is Jovanovich, you know, he mentioned his name. Can I see you? And the rabbi met with him. And again, this was a whole, what do you do to such a guy? Do you tell him, you know, come back tomorrow? And the rabbi said, there was a whole question, a halachic question, and a question of hashka. What do we do? P.S., this guy went to shul on Rosh Hashanah. This guy is doing tshuva. The guy went to shul on Rosh Hashanah. He came to Israel, went to a whole story period. So we see that Rav Nosson Zal is not exaggerating, that there is a potential in this world. The leash, Hashem lets the leash out way far. If a person is zochei, if a person believes, if to really believe, if a person really believes that there is Hashem, and that Hashem is really from top to bottom, then I never left. There's no such thing as leaving Hashem. And at any point that I wake up, I can say, okay, slam on the brakes, and say, hey, enough of this, enough. Time to get real, time to get serious, time to find out what's my mission in life and to try to fulfill it. Shebizrecha, with the help of Moshe Rabbeinu and all the tzaddikim after him, to know what tshuva is all about, and to be zrecha, we and our families and all of Klal Yisrael to true tshuva, which will bring about the coming of Moshiach, the Gula Shlema, b'mehera b'meinu, amen v'amen.